Hello, I'm Gary Roby. Welcome to this call to worship. Magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt His name together as we look at what it's like to stand.
Sometimes it's hard for me to understand why we pull away from each other so easily. Even though we're all walking the very same road, but we build dividing walls between our brothers and ourselves. But tonight, I don't care what label you choose to wear. If you believe in Jesus, you belong with me. The bond we share, that's all I care to see. We can change this world forever if you will join with me. Join and sing. Sing, you're my brother, you're my sister. So take me by the hand. Together we will work until He comes. There's no foe that can defeat us when we're walking side by side. As long as there is love, we will stand.
I believe the day has finally come when we all shall be one. And with one mighty voice together, we will proclaim that Jesus Christ is King. And it's gonna echo through this whole earth. It's gonna shake every nation, and all the world is gonna see.
God, we stand in awe of You. Heavenly Father, may Your Spirit give us the strength to stand. To stand and confidently share the gospel that has changed our lives. God, give us the words to speak. And help us to stand for what is right. We are called to be salt and light. For your honor and glory, help us to be bold, to walk on the water spiritually, so that others can see you and your power. That we will be constantly in communication with you to pray without ceasing. We want to be used by you, Lord. Purify our hearts so that we can be clean vessels used for your ministry to those around us. And as you are forever faithful to us, help us to be faithful to you. Let our stand be for your honor and your glory. And Lord, we ask these things in the precious name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
Standing on the promises of God. has come to an end. We'll begin to see your glory without end. All your might and all your power and your never-ending love will be far more than we can comprehend. At the first glimpse of your majesty, our pride will melt away, and we'll begin to see ourselves for who we are. Upon the ground, our faces down, we'll feel your gentle hand lifting us to stand before you, redeemed by the Lamb. And we will stand in your presence, we will look into your face, and we'll know
Thank you again for joining us for this call to worship. We appreciate your prayer support and your donations to this ministry. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. If you appreciate this ministry, I invite you to send your tax-deductible gift to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Once again, that address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. There are several ways you can learn more about this ministry. Our website is calltoworship.us. It contains an opportunity for you to subscribe to a weekly email that includes a brief look at the devotional and a link so you can download and listen to that week's program. That allows you to listen to the program whenever it's convenient to you and allows you to hear this ministry even if it's not on a radio station in your area. You'll also find a list of songs, a playlist, on the website for the music you hear in each program. And our website also gives you access to the archives of past programs, as well as other helpful information. Our Facebook page is a great opportunity for you to connect with other Call to Worship listeners and to find out what the topic is for the next week's program. Thank you for being part of our listening audience. My prayer is that this time becomes a regular part of your Sunday praise and worship experience. May our God continue to richly bless you as you join us for a call to worship.
Then he'll look at me and say, well done, welcome home, my faithful child. And as I stand before the throne, the trials that I've known,
I'm a sing redemption song. Christ. may be uncertain, though the path I travel be unknown, my God has given an assurance. I can have peace, I can have joy, I can be strong. Within his hand, he is my joy, my hope of life eternal. He is the rock, the solid rock on which I stand. Even when we cannot see tomorrow, his word is a lamp unto our feet. And when the laughter turns to sorrow, in his embrace we find his grace when we are weak. He is our strength.
He is our
can be sure we are secure within his hand.
He is our joy, our hope of life eternal.
He is the rock, the solid rock on which we stand. And when the storms of life surround me, and when
this is your call to worship.
Be strong and take courage. Do not fear or be dismayed. For the Lord will go before you, and his life will show.
Give him all of your fears.
It is not easy these days to take a stand for what is right. It is easy, on the other hand, for us to share what we know. For example, we know that all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are called by Him. And we know that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, so that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but will have eternal life. There are countless numbers of reasons we can and should stand. Just listen to God's Word, Nehemiah chapter 9. Then the Levites told the children of Israel, "Stand up, stand, stand up and bless the Lord your God forever and ever." Philippians 4, "My brethren, dearly beloved, and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord." Folks, we're just like the paralyzed man that was brought to Jesus. We're spiritually paralyzed, without strength. God will give us strength. We'll give strength to our legs to stand. Listen to the account found in Matthew 9, verses 2 through 7. Some people brought to him a paralyzed man on a mat. Seeing their faith, Jesus said to the paralyzed man, "Be encouraged, my child. Your sins are forgiven." But some of the teachers of religious law said to themselves, "That's blasphemy. Does he think he's God?" Jesus knew what they were thinking, so he asked them, "Why do you have such evil thoughts in your hearts? Is it easier to say your sins are forgiven or stand up and walk? So I will prove to you that the Son of Man has the authority on earth to forgive sins." Then Jesus turned to the paralyzed man and said, "Stand up, stand, pick up your mat and go home." And the man jumped up and went home. Just as the man with the deformed hand, Jesus wants us to stand so he can show his mighty works to an unbelieving world. Check this out, Mark 3, verses 1 through 5. Jesus went into the synagogue again and noticed a man with a deformed hand. Since it was the Sabbath, Jesus' enemies watched him closely. If he healed the man's hand, they planned to accuse him of working on the Sabbath. Jesus said to the man with the deformed hand, "Come and stand in front of everyone." Then he turned to his critics and asked, "Does the law permit good deeds on the Sabbath? Or is it a day for doing evil? Is this a day to save a life or destroy it?" But they wouldn't answer him. He looked around at them angrily and was deeply saddened by their hearts. Then he said to the man, "Hold out your hand." So the man held out his hand, and it was restored. As we stand in the Lord, we have confidence in His faithfulness and His promises and an ability to protect, preserve, and strengthen us. These words in Job 23, "God knows where I'm going, and He tests me. He will come out, I will come out, as pure as gold, for I've stayed on God's paths. I have followed His ways and not turned aside. I have not departed from His commands, but have treasured His words more than daily food. But once He has made His decision, who can change His mind? Whatever He wants to do, He does. So He will do to me whatever He has planned. He controls my destiny." And Job was okay with that. Psalm 37, "The Lord loves justice, and He will never abandon the godly. He will keep them safe, but the children of the wicked will die." Psalm 121, "The Lord Himself watches over you. The Lord stands beside you as your protective shade. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon at night. The Lord keeps you from all harm and watches over your life. The Lord keeps watch over you as you come and go, both now and forever." Hebrews 10, "Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul." John 8, Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, If you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. 1 Corinthians 16, verses 13 and 14, my life's verses. Be on guard. Stand firm in the faith. Be courageous. Be strong. And do everything with love. Revelation 3, verses 5 and 11. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown. He who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot out his name from the book of life. And finally, Luke chapter 17. As Jesus continued on toward Jerusalem, he reached the border between Galilee and Samaria. As he entered a village there, 10 lepers stood at a distance, crying out, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. He looked at them and said, Go, show yourselves to the priests. And as they went, they were cleansed of their leprosy. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, came back to Jesus shouting, Praise God! He fell to the ground at Jesus' feet, thanking him for what he had done. This man was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, Didn't I heal 10 men? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And Jesus said to the man, Stand up and go. Your faith has healed you. Dear brothers and sisters in the Lord, if you have believed the good news of the gospel and received God's spiritual healing, saving your soul, then you be that one. Let us be the one leper who gives God the glory. Just as he told the leper, Jesus is telling us to stand up and go. Spread the gospel, the good news of the gospel, the news that we can be healed by God's amazing grace.
Great is thy faithfulness, Lord.
shower, the thoughts of facing one more day overwhelm me, and I begin to weep. And I've never felt like I've needed.
Thank you for joining us for this hour. Our call to worship topic this hour has been to stand. Thank you again for listening. If this time is a blessing to you, please consider a gift to this ministry. Call to Worship is a listener-supported ministry. It is your continued prayers and your financial support that keeps Call to Worship on the air. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Again, that address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You can also make a tax-deductible donation safely and securely on the website. Our website address is calltoworship.us. That's calltoworship.us. You're invited to stop by our Facebook page to get a heads up on the topic for next week's program. Thank you for your support. I look forward to spending time with you again next week. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. And now unto Him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen.